It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we've been talking about some of the best ways to brat-proof your kids.
That's right, but we can't even begin to brat-proof our kids if we're busy making excuses for them. And we've all done it now and then, and we've probably heard our fellow parents do it too. The most popular excuses are things like, you know, he's just really tired right now, or she's probably just hungry, or the always popular,
kids will be kids.
That one really bugs me because it insinuates that they're entitled to act bratty just because they're kids.
When we make excuses for our kids, it's typically because we're trying to avoid dealing with the brattiness head on. The excuse is the easier way out in the moment, but it also creates the worst long-term situation. We know that being tired or hungry or 6 years old is sometimes the reason kids act up. Let's face it, those are very real factors. But when we grow up, we don't get to tell a police officer that we should be excused from whatever offense we've committed because we were feeling hungry and tired that day.
Yes, I'm pretty sure the legal system does not allow people to plead temporary hungriness. So if our job as parents is to raise kids into good adults, we have to stop letting them off the hook. And a good rule to live by with your kids especially is that there is never, never a good excuse for being rude.
We'd love to hear from some fellow mamas and dads too, so find us on Facebook and post a comment. Tomorrow we'll be back at this same time with our final tip on brat-proofing, and it just might surprise you. As always, you can find more on this topic as well as new articles and giveaways on our website, nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.